The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Surprise! It is in Al Foreman's voice. It's me. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I will be your host here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And keep in mind that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour is sponsored by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, the original, is located at 3105 North State Road 7. It's in the PennDOT Shopping Center, and it's located about a half mile south of Sample Road. So if you're in the PennDOT Shopping Center and you're standing in front of the PennDOT store, you put up your left hand, and all the way down to your left, you will find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now, keep in mind, it isn't open yet, but it will be opening soon and bringing you EDLP. Every day, low prices. An amazing, amazing inventory. The shelves are starting to get filled up now, and all of the final situations that need to be addressed, the checkout counters, the computer system, telephone system, all of those different technological components of running the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, all of those are in the process of being worked on and installed. And possibly during the course of the hour, we may hear from Mr. Al Foreman. And if there's anyone listening out there that has a question for me, or I haven't covered enough of the information about how you can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can call 888-565-1470. Toll free, 888-565-1470. The other thing that you can do, if you're at your computer and you would prefer to listen on your computer, wwnnradio.com. And you can listen live, wwnnradio.com. Okay, so for the next hour, lots of information, and I'm going to start with something that was a news report on the television this morning, and it isn't political. Oh, what a relief. We don't have to talk politics. We'll talk health here. And the article, the news report actually, was with regard to older drivers, particularly older drivers doing interstate trucking, actually even local within the state trucking. And it was the conversation centered around the aspect that there are fewer and fewer younger men and women interested in doing trucking, driving a big rig. And so many of these companies are using older drivers, and older drivers, 70s and 80s. And in this report, they even referred to drivers in their 90s. And so we kind of have a perspective that maybe older people, their reaction time isn't so great. And so I have some comments to add to this report that was on the television news this morning. But before I go to that, we do have Al Foreman on the line. Good morning, Al. I'm so happy you called.
Good morning, Janet. And how are you this fine, beautiful morning here in South Florida?
I am doing great. Very excited about what's happening at the store. Just so much information, fabulous information to share with our listeners.
Well, I know that by the end of this month, the end of the month of October, we're going to invite people down to take a look and see how far we've come with the setup of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate at 3105 North State Road 7. Most of the major lines will be in and up on our shelves by the end of the, October. And we still are planning on opening right around Thanksgiving. I don't have a definite date yet, but it really all depends upon when the rest of the lines, the national vendors, will arrive. We don't want to give people the wrong opinion when they open up and come into the store and see any empty shelves. We want to make sure the shelves are filled with all the product that they used to sing and being able to purchase. So we will keep our listeners well apprised of everything happening over here. And we do have the radio on, Janet. We're listening to the show here while we're doing some work here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And, of course, your office turned out very, very nice, very comfortable, very airy, very bright and spacious. And we look forward to the day that you'll be able to help a lot of people deal with their health challenges and any issues they may have as it relates to their health or a relative or friends.
I certainly am looking forward to that date, and I've been spending time on the phone with clients that have known me over the years, and they're anxiously awaiting that opening day. And I had a question yesterday. Around Thanksgiving, when the opening is planned, tentatively, we'll find out about a firm opening date sometime in the next few weeks. But the people wanted to know, is that going to be a grand opening, or are you going to have any kind of special celebration for your opening?
Well, that's what we call a soft opening at the end of this month, by Thanksgiving. The grand opening won't take place until sometime in December when we are totally 100% where we want to be. So we'll keep our listeners well abreast of everything going on with relation to when the soft opening is around Thanksgiving and the grand opening sometime in December.
Okay. Exciting things on the horizon. Looking forward to it.
Me too. You stay well. Take care. I know you're looking forward to giving people a lot of great information, so I don't want to take any more of your time. But I'm hoping to join you sometime later in the week. And in the meantime, the listeners can know that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, which is in Margate in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. So I thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day, and we will talk soon, Janet.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thanks for calling, Al.
Okay, bye-bye.
And to all of our listeners, if you want to see some videos, some pictures of the progress at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, you can go to savalotnutritioncenters.com. So that's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and there's pictures up on that website. There's information about how the progress is going toward that soft opening and then ultimately a grand opening celebration sometime in December. Okay, so I started to talk about older drivers being recruited by as big rig drivers, and that there's a pretty significant concern about their coordination, their reaction time, and they are all, the news report was focusing that information as age-related. Well, I started thinking about, oh, how about these older individuals? How likely are they to be taking statins, which may affect their thinking and their brain function? Maybe they might be taking some blood pressure medication, which would certainly have the potential to interfere with muscle coordination and possibly reaction time. The diabetes drugs that some of these older individuals may be taking, and possibly have highs and lows of blood sugar if that medication isn't necessarily properly tracked by their physician. And that high and low in blood sugar chemistry can affect thinking and certainly brain chemistry, energy, so many different physical changes can occur when your blood sugar goes too high or too low. And then let's talk about those drugs for anxiety and stress. Many of those drugs have as a side effect, an acknowledged side effect, of confusion. So imagine being in heavy traffic, having to make a decision. Oh, do I need to get off at the next exit? Do I need to keep going? Am I in the right lane? And confusion because of some of the effects of anxiety drugs. And then how about those drugs for insomnia? We have very good research that says, unfortunately, you might not necessarily have dramatically increased sleep time while taking those drugs. And unfortunately, there may be some side effects associated with those drugs that may leave you with a foggy brain. So here's my response to that news report about reaction time and coordination with older drivers, 70, 80, and as this news report mentioned, 90 years old. That may not necessarily be totally a fault of aging, but in my view, let's review their medications. Let's review that whole health history. And hopefully some of the big rig hirers will be doing very comprehensive health checks so that people on a number of medications, it is not unusual to see someone in their 70s or 80s taking a statin drug, taking a blood pressure drug, and taking a drug for blood sugar chemistry. So when you put that combination of prescription pharmaceuticals, you have a real chemical soup that certainly has the potential to create problems associated with decision-making, coordination, and certainly reaction time. So very important to understand that people are aging at different rates. There are people who have very high-quality diets. They are supplementing with substances, minerals in particular, that are very supportive of energy, brain chemistry. They may be taking probiotics. So there are so many different ways to minimize the impact of aging. And so on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, we're going to take a short break right now. And when we come back, some more information about how drugs can impact your health and well-being, and certainly how those drugs can impact how your brain functions. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be right back. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate in the Penn Dutch Center.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and I have some very interesting information to share with you. And it has to do with stress and anxiety. Have you talked to anyone recently who might be experiencing the effects of stress, might be feeling a little anxious? I think that might be a relatively common situation. And then there are the people who have learned how to manage their stress. And then there are the people who are using certain pharmaceuticals as an approach to overcoming the symptoms of stress. And then there are the natural substances that do a fabulous, fabulous job about overcoming the symptoms of stress. So what happens with stress? Your sympathetic nervous system kicks into gear and you get an overwhelming flood of stress hormones, most notably cortisol and adrenaline. And what happens to your body? It raises your heart and your respiration rate. Your muscles get tensed and your blood sugar is mobilized, and what happens to you is you are hyper alert. You deal with a situation where that hyper alertness actually enhances your reaction time, and you get active. Well, some people might be living in a situation where that cortisol is being released continuously, that the adrenaline is overwhelming them. And for them, there is the situation that the stress is a bad thing. But the truth is, it is part of how we as humans have survived. It's a protective mechanism. It is meant to increase your chances of survival. It was an endocrinologist, Hans Selye, years ago, who coined the term stress. And he said, men shouldn't try to avoid stress any more than you should avoid food or exercise. It's not the stress that kills us. It's our reaction to it. Dr. Herb Slavin has a fabulous test. It's called the heart rate variability test, and it is covered by insurance. So if you are scheduling an appointment at Dr. Slavin's office, you can have this heart rate variability test, and it will give you information about the ranges in heart rate that you're experiencing, what your exposure to stress is, how your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system handles that exposure to stress. So lots of information along these lines with regard to analyzing your ability to handle stress, your exposure to stress, and all of that in the heart rate variability test. But when you are overwhelmed with stress, when you see stress coming at you and coming at you and there's no relief in sight, it becomes a very negative situation. So you have the possibility of developing high blood pressure. Maybe you have palpitations, heart palpitations, irregular heartbeat. That heart rate variability test will show you something along those lines. You have tight muscles. Those tight muscles lead to discomfort. Eventually, they become achy muscles and muscles with that just have clamped down so hard, circulation to all of that muscle is impaired. Maybe you have heartburn. And you think, okay, well, I don't think my heartburn is related to stress. Maybe the stress eating that you're doing, poor quality foods, that's contributing to the heartburn, but the underlying cause of the heartburn is stress. So digestion problems, either loose frequent bowel movements, constipation, so digestion problems like that, headaches, boy oh boy, headaches are so much an issue with regard to stress. Insomnia, where you can't turn your brain off. Your immune dysfunction. And so many different situations arise like that when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, an end to the stress coming at you. So you've got all kinds of disturbances. It's a mental, physical, emotional disturbance, and you can feel like you're overwhelmed. You're exhausted. You're worried. And the truth is all of those different situations, that exhaustion, frustration, feeling overwhelmed, those are part of our responses to stress. So what can you do about it? There are so many different things that you can do about it before you go into a situation where you have anxiety as a result of stress. That anxiety that you're not seeing anything positive. You're fearful. You're so worried. And there are many different types of anxiety disorders. And you can have a social anxiety where you just don't want to be out with people. You are just kind of hibernating, hanging out at home. Maybe you're experiencing panic attacks at the very thought of having to possibly deal with a person at work, possibly deal with a situation at work. Anxiety and panic at the thought of leaving your house and going to a certain social situation. And it is excessive fear, excessive anxiety. And when you have a conversation about these issues with your doctor, very often the recommendation would be a prescription. So the benzos, very, very popular, Valium and Xanax. If you're dealing with extreme anxiety and you need to get over it quickly, that isn't a terrible choice. It will get you to control your panic attacks. However, they cause drowsiness and confusion. So I go back to that older driver situation. Drowsiness and confusion when you're driving a big rig, not a good idea. And for all of those who are just going about their daily lives and you're not driving some big truck, you're just driving around in your car, it's still an issue. But the biggest issue, those drugs are addictive. If you take them for more than 2 weeks, you absolutely will have to do a very careful withdrawal that is, it should be guided by your prescribing physician. Do you know how many people I talk to who have been on those drugs, one of those drugs, for years? So they're certainly addictive. We know that. They do have side effects. And then the doctor might prescribe something else, the beta blockers, atenolol. They can be used for blood pressure that tends to go up as part of social anxiety. So they relieve the symptoms. You don't have that hyperreactivity to stressful situations. So it helps to reduce your anxiety. And then SSRIs, those antidepressant drugs, things like Paxil and Zoloft. And it's interesting because the research overestimated the effectiveness of those drugs. So in some cases, they were no better than taking a placebo. And they have so many different side effects. So what's one of the things that you can do? Talk therapy. That actually helps to, when you express your fears, when you express your concern about anxiety and anxiety-producing situations, sometimes when you talk about it, it is very helpful. Behavioral therapy, things like biofeedback and different exercises you can do to shunt aside negative thoughts and work on developing a positive mental perspective. And that positive perspective, that is part of an exercise. You have to learn how to do it. When you do that positive brain chemistry, positive thought exercise, you actually are able to modify your response to stressful situations. Then what about acupuncture? What about biofeedback? So these are approaches that have the potential to normalize your brainwave patterns, to minimize those brainwaves that are typically associated with anxiety, depression, and an overload of adrenaline or cortisol. And so there was a patient who wrote about her experience with neurofeedback, biofeedback, and she said the improvement was remarkable. No more anxiety attacks. My mind just seems able to let go. But that's an exercise, a brain exercise that you have to do just the same as building a muscle with resistance exercise. You have the potential to overcome these anxieties and stressors, but it is repetition of learning different responses. So much that you can do out there. And besides your stress and anxiety being triggered by certain situations, there could be a whole host of other underlying situations. And those underlying situations, it could be, okay, I've talked a lot in the past about heavy metal toxicity. If you have an accumulation of mercury, if you have an accumulation of aluminum, arsenic, those are neurotoxins that have the capacity to keep you in a constant stressed state. That constant stress state leads to anxiety. So many different aspects that you need to attend to. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm Janet Cimarelli, and when I come back from this break, I have lots more information about situations that may cause you anxiety as well as solutions. I love solutions. So stay tuned. More to come on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save a Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs. With EDLP, everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save A Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm talking today about stress and anxiety and the physical situations that arise when you are constantly exposed to stressors, the physical changes that happen that can be overwhelming. But I just want to let everyone know that there are solutions to this. Possibly some dietary changes, possibly some concentration and investigation with regard to hormone imbalance. If your hormones are out of balance, then the symptom, the sensation of anxiety and panic can very well be much higher. Keep in mind that when you are exposed to stress, the production of progesterone gets turned around, and you, instead of having balancing amounts of progesterone circulating in your body, that gets turned around to the production of cortisol. And that cortisol, too much cortisol, you can't sleep, you can't concentrate, you feel jittery, you feel overwhelmed. And so the stress and its impact on hormones is very well documented. So what you need to find out about is hormone balancing substances. And you can do that. Test your hormones with your physician. And you may find that the doctor suggests a bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. You can even go into Save A Lot Nutrition Centers after the store opens and find substances that have the capacity to rebalance that whole hormone profile. And keep in mind that hormone profile does change from week to week, and there are so many different approaches that you can use to minimize that instability, to minimize the changes that are negative changes. You can support hormone balance. And, you know, when I'm talking about hormone balance, I'm also referring to thyroid and adrenal function. When you are under stress, those two parts of your body, that is where stress takes its toll. So supporting your thyroid by avoiding gluten, avoiding soy, supporting your adrenal glands with things like ginseng. But there are a whole host of choices that you have out there to minimize the potential negative effect of stress on your thyroid and adrenal glands. It's interesting because, you know, when those glands are working properly, your emotions are stable. And that emotional stability is, again, one more step into overall ability to handle stressors that are coming at us. So many people that I've been talking to lately have been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Just in case you don't necessarily know exactly what sleep apnea is, it is a cessation of breathing for an extended and abnormally extended period of time while you're sleeping. And you might not necessarily be aware of that changes in respiration as you sleep, but in truth, it reduces the flow of oxygen to your brain And that has an impact on how well you're able to deal with anxiety. People with sleep apnea, and they have a much greater potential for developing anxiety and panic, brain fog, depression. The other aspect of this, and again, I speak to so many people who have discovered food sensitivities, and it isn't easy to figure out if you have a sensitivity to some of these foods, because it could be 48, even 72 hours after ingesting a particular food that you might exhibit the negative response to that food. And the possibility of you having that food every other day, every third day, is pretty high. And consequently, it would be virtually impossible to figure out what food you might have a sensitivity to. And when I'm talking about sensitivities, I'm not talking about allergies per se. I'm talking about a sensitivity, which means to me that you don't have the capacity, the digestive capacity, to completely break down that substance, and consequently it builds up in areas of your body where it does damage. And so those are some of the issues that people might be dealing with that could contribute to their panic and anxiety. So you want to make sure that you get rid of sugar. Remember that highs and lows of sugar, and even those artificial sweeteners. The highs and lows of sugar can give you brain chemistry changes that make you feel a little rocky, panicky, anxious. So what are some of the things that you can do about it? Well, sometimes I talk to people about meditation. And they tell me, I just can't calm my brain down enough to do meditation. Well, like the biofeedback, meditation is an exercise, and it is something to do repeatedly. Just take 1 minute every day, 1 minute, and you might have a phrase that you want to repeat. You might have a particular mental picture that you want to bring to the forefront of your brain. Those are two ways. For 1 minute, concentrate on that phrase, concentrate on that picture, and then you stop and go about your business. You can set a timer, and maybe as you get a little bit more adept at keeping the focus on that phrase or picture, then you can lengthen the time. But just 1 minute of meditation can bring about very satisfactory results with regard to training your brain. Yoga, that's the kind of like a physical body meditation, and that combination of physical movements and concentration on the experience your body is having, very helpful for minimizing anxiety. Breathing exercises. I recommend breathing exercises to my clients all the time. And you can Google relaxation breathing exercises, yoga breathing exercises. Very helpful. And they actually make a change in your blood chemistry. Tai Chi. Have you ever tried Tai Chi? That physical meditation that yoga provides. Same thing with Tai Chi. You concentrate on the movements of your body. Those very slow movements actually create a dramatic change in your body chemistry. Okay, so of all of these things that I talked about, I think that a whole profile of natural substances can be extremely helpful. And you don't necessarily, if you're saying, I don't have time to do Tai Chi, I don't have time for meditation. But remember, I just said 1 minute. That's where you start. 1 minute. Everybody's got 1 minute. Well, here are some supplements that can help you turn the corner and gain the upper hand with regard to stress and anxiety. GABA. It is a neurotransmitter, and you can find these GABA supplements at Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And it is a calming neurotransmitter, soothing. So when you support that neurotransmitter content in your brain, it's relaxing, it's calming, and I'm going to tell you, it's transforming. So there are some GABA supplements that are tiny little nicely flavored, not super sweet, not overwhelming flavor, very subtle little lozenges. And why do I suggest, or why am I talking about the lozenge? Well, you put it on your tongue, you hold it in your mouth. What's happening? All of those tiny little blood vessels in your tongue and the mucous membranes of your mouth, the GABA goes directly into your bloodstream. You're not swallowing it, having it processed by your liver and then delivered to your bloodstream. It's going directly into your bloodstream. So you want to make sure that you have a very, very high quality GABA formula, GABA formula that is brought to you by a company that is able to provide an assay of the raw materials, an assay of the entire profile of ingredients in that GABA formula. Because it's going directly into your bloodstream, it has, in my view, it has to be the highest quality possible, and that's what you can assure yourself you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The highest quality possible, supported by third-party laboratory assays, as well as the reputation of that internationally known brand. That company has invested millions of dollars into creating a reputation, and they're not going to take a chance of using less than the highest quality raw ingredients. They're not going to take a chance on an issue that would have some kind of damage to their reputation. So, GABA, calming neurotransmitter, very, if you're dealing with anxiety, one of the ways that you can address it, 100 milligrams of GABA. You can take it once a day. If you're dealing with mild anxiety, you can take it up to 3 times a day. So my suggestion, on an empty stomach, middle of the morning, middle of the afternoon, and then mid-evening. And if you take it with just a bite of fruit or a little bit of fruit juice. So what I tell people is, let's put a tablespoon of fruit juice in an ounce of water, and that's how you take your GABA. And that's the way to get one of the most efficient responses to the GABA, calming, short-circuit anxiety. Change your brain chemistry in such a way that you're able to move through your day without panic or anxiety. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Al Foreman of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers called in earlier and reminded us about EDLP. And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you a little bit more about EDLP at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Stay tuned. Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lot-nutrition-centers.com. Do you want to find out even more? go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save A Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save A Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
And welcome back. This is the final segment of the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and before the break, I said I would tell you about EDLP. And every day low pricing. What does that mean to you? It means that you can budget. It means that you don't have to wait for special sales. It means every day that the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is open, you can expect to find your product at that very low price, that extremely attractive price that even beats all of your go-to web sales locations. EDLP, everyday low pricing. So stay tuned for the information about the opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers in Margate, and you'll be able to see the incredible pricing that is part of the Save A Lot Nutrition Center's philosophy. Okay, finishing up on stress and anxiety, one of my all-time favorites that I suggest to people kind of as a foundation for all of the rest of the substances that I'm going to talk about, because so many people don't get enough of this. And what am I talking about? Magnesium. Magnesium relaxes the muscles. And magnesium does play a role in maintaining your mind and your body in such a way that stress doesn't have a negative impact. No negative impact on your sleep, no negative impact on your muscles, and a very nice support to how your heart should work. Remember, calcium makes your heart contract, your muscles contract. Magnesium makes your muscles relax. So important when you have calcium from some different sources, maybe in your multi, maybe in dairy that you're using, and you don't necessarily have as easy access to magnesium. Consequently, far too many people have very high calcium and not sufficient levels of magnesium circulating. So you might think about magnesium citrate. Relax the muscles and enhances how your brain is able to function. And my suggestion is take it at night. 300, 400, even 500 milligrams taken at bedtime. You have to find the right dose for you. Some people are sensitive to magnesium, and I tell them you're not having a negative response. It's your body is unaccustomed to metabolizing that amount of magnesium. So you have to introduce it slowly, let your body get accustomed to it, and very gradually you might start with 100 or 200 milligrams and very gradually increase to 400 or 500 milligrams taken at bedtime. An incredible foundation for the rest of the suggestions that I'm going to make. I told you about GABA. Okay, how about theanine? People who are very much tuned into health and using supplements wisely know that there's a good bit of theanine in green tea. And when you extract that theanine, which is an amino acid, from the green tea, what you have is a very calming substance. it is something that is going to support the GABA and actually raise serotonin levels. So GABA being calming, serotonin being positive or uplifting. So here the combination, magnesium, GABA, theanine. If you're dealing with panic or anxiety, that combination is awesome. You might not necessarily need the GABA and the theanine, but you can certainly use those together. If you wanted to kind of experiment with your supplementing for stress and anxiety, magnesium as a constant every day or every evening at bedtime. And then on day one, use GABA. On day two, use theanine and alternate back and forth between the GABA and the theanine. You might find that one of them does the job better for you than the other. You might find that the combination is what you need. So it's very easy to begin making these changes and dramatically altering the response you may be having to stress. So literally wiping out panic and anxiety. Okay, one of my favorites, absolute favorites, Relora. Relora is a combination, an herbal combination, and it has been shown to reduce cortisol. So you're going to lower cortisol, and the effect of lowering cortisol is a reduction in your sensations of stress and anxiety. So again, so many different companies with a variety of different forms of Relora, different combinations. I don't mean to say combinations. The Relora is a very specific ratio of these two herbs, one of them being magnolia. And the Relora, just soothing. That's one of the best descriptions that I can give you about the feedback from people taking Relora. You might not necessarily need to take it every day. One of the things that I do suggest to people that I work with would be, if you know you have a particularly stressful day coming up, you can use these things on that particular day. Let's say on the weekends, you're not working on the weekends, you might not necessarily use these things. Use them during the week. Use them as you determine for your own balanced emotional state that you need. So everybody's different. Maybe you've just started to do a little meditation and that's taken some of the edge off. So you might not necessarily need all of these supplements. So the GABA, the theanine, Relora, magnesium as that base that you take every single day, and then you can experiment to see what your responses are to the GABA, the theanine, and the Relora. It's interesting because one of the combinations that I suggest for people who are dealing with elevated blood pressure, magnesium taken every night, fish oil, so omega-3 fatty acids, taken one in the morning, one in the evening, and theanine. Again, we do it based on an individual response. How is your blood pressure responding to the fish oil and the magnesium? Then you would do possibly the theanine between 1 and 3 times a day. And my suggestion is go for the 200 milligram dose. It is the dose that I've found working with people is most effective. Relora, it is, as I said, my favorite description for Relora is soothing. Then, okay, I told you that your thyroid and adrenal glands are the areas of your body that seem to take a hit when you're stressed. So, ashwagandha, rhodiola, those will kind of short circuit the physical changes that are happening in response to stress, and so many different really high quality choices. The rhodiola, what you want to look for is that it is Russian rhodiola. It seems that soil composition, the way that it's grown in Russia, tends to bring out the most efficient beneficial components of rhodiola. Ginseng, and people might hear me saying ginseng and say, that's going to be exciting. I'm going to feel more anxious. But ginseng actually is an adaptogenic herb and very supportive of how your adrenal glands are going to work. If your adrenal glands are working very well, it's one more little bit of potential support to how your thyroid is working. So many natural things that you can do to overcome stress and anxiety. And I think that stress and anxiety doesn't necessarily have to be in your life, regardless of what's going on around us. So you can learn step by step to short circuit those negative aspects of being exposed to stress. And to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. I hope you tune in then. Bye bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.